A historical mystery may have finally been solved. For more than a century, there have been rumors about a suicide poem written by Abraham Lincoln and published anonymously. Many scholars of Lincoln's life have searched for it, and if this most recent discovery is the real thing, it's been sitting in plain view all of these years on the financial page of the August 25th, 1838 edition of the Sangamo Journal. Joining us now is Joshua Wolf Schenck, a freelance writer and author of the forthcoming book, The Melancholy of Abraham Lincoln. He's with us by phone from his home in New York City. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
We should note, first of all, you're among a group of scholars who's been looking for this poem. Why did you believe it existed?
We believed it existed because Lincoln's close friend Joshua Speed said shortly after the president's death that Lincoln had written such a poem. He was suicidal, thinking and talking about suicide a number of times in his young manhood, and Speed, who was his closest friend at the time, said he wrote this poem, he published it in the Sangamo Journal, I'm not sure when, and he named a few dates, but you should go look for it. He said this to Lincoln's law partner and biographer.
And he named a few dates. He said, what, 1840, 1841, and then he added maybe 1838.
1838 was the last date he gave, but the reason it's been lost all this time is that the books that were produced with the research material that contained this discussion, those books said that it was certainly in the summer of 1841. We now know that was an error and it was put in by a ghostwriter who was not so familiar with the material, but that has not been clear for all these decades. And I, among others, had looked around that time and also thinking, well, that maybe it was a little wrong. We looked earlier in 1841 and we looked in 1840. It's also the case that in the winter of 1840 and 41 is one of these suicidal periods, so it made sense to us that the poem would have been published around that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, then tell us who did find it and how.
Richard Lawrence Miller is an independent historian, and he was doing, this is the great thing about research, when you love it as Richard Miller does, and you undertake these stupendously large tasks like looking through every issue of the Sangamo Journal, you can come across surprising things. He found this poem. He too thought that it was the poem had certainly been published in 1841. He copied it because he thought, here's an interesting poem on suicide, which is the topic that Lincoln wrote that poem about. He later ran across the original correspondence, and that he realized that 1838 was a real possibility, and he started looking at the poem in detail and eventually published a piece about it in a scholarly newsletter this spring.
Yes, I've resolved the deed to do, and this is the place to do it. This heart I'll rush a dagger through, though I in hell should rue it.
Yes.
not something that maybe Lincoln later in his life might have been proud of.
Lincoln wanted to be a poet. He wrote a number of poems, and he took it very seriously. He read poetry, and he was in a literary community. It was never something he was great at, and in fact, when some other verses of his were published, he asked the man doing so to do it anonymously. He said that he didn't have enough hope that it would get favorable notice to risk the ridicule of attaching his name to it. It's not his best work. At the same time, it is clearly the work of a very good writer. The language is very tight and muscular and powerful, and it very beautifully and powerfully evokes the suicidal mind.
Hmm. We just have a few seconds left with you. Most scholars are accepting this. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's debating it, of course. But if it's accurate, if it's true, what does it tell us about Lincoln?
It tells us that Lincoln's melancholy, which has long been acknowledged, is even more pervasive than we thought before. This is something he was thinking about deeply, these existential questions about what life means and whether life is worth it. This was much on his mind, and it played an enormous role in the development of his character and continued to play a large role in his thinking and even in his actions as he became the great man that we know that he became.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Joshua Wolf Schenck is a writer and author of the forthcoming book, The Melancholy of Abraham Lincoln. He joined us by phone from his home in New York City. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.